Welcome to Common Sense Revisited on the Republic Broadcasting Network. I'm your host for the next hour, Todd McGreevy. Thank you for joining us. Today is Saturday, June 11th, all day, Saturday, June 11th, 2011. I appreciate you joining us today. I've got a guest with me who's waiting on the line here. I'm going to introduce him here in a second. And appreciate you tuning in and for listening to Philippos Derrick's Saturday morning musings. Always enlightening, and as we get closer to defining terms, I applaud his efforts, as always, to bring the dialogue to the folks listening to RBN. And, of course, encourage you to go to republicbroadcasting.org and check out their website. I always promote that because they do an excellent job with headlines and news feeds and get you up to speed on all the wonderful things happening in our globe today, in our world today. And the namesake of the show is Common Sense Revisited. I encourage you to check out the website, commonsenserevisited.com. That's where you can find your free copy as a PDF, downloadable PDF, of the modern-day tribute to Thomas Paine's original, Common Sense Revisited, addressed to the inhabitants of America on the following interesting subjects: of the origin and design of government in general, with concise remarks on the Declaration of Independence, of indigenous power and surrogate power, thoughts on the present state of American affairs regarding specific issues, and of the present ability of America to return to the laws of nature and of nature's God. That's the summary of Common Sense Revisited. It's an excellent piece. It's 48 pages. You can order hard copies of full-color magazines. You can download a free PDF of it. You can also order MP3s and CD-ROMs. And I want to point out that the latest version that's up there, it's been up there for a little over a year now, has two pages of heavily footnoted material, 151 footnotes, as a matter of fact. So at a minimum, it's an excellent primer and a resource for other reading material as well. So I encourage you to take a look at that. Today I have on the line with me our guest, Larry McDonald. Larry, are you there? Greetings.
Greetings.
Thank you for joining us today.
Glad to be here.
And Larry is a friend of mine, and we've worked together on different projects over the years. Most recently, Larry authored the cover story of the newspaper I published, the River Cities Reader. It's an independent newspaper in the Quad Cities in Iowa and Illinois. We're in the Rock Island, Moline, Illinois side of the river, and the Davenport, Bettendorf, Iowa side of the river, right on the Mississippi. And been publishing this newspaper, River Cities Reader, for 18 years now, and Larry took on the task of writing a story called This is the Police, Drop the Camera. And Larry lives in Illinois, and those of you who live in Illinois might be able to relate to this, and those of you who don't should be paying attention, because this tyranny that's being perpetuated on the people of Illinois might be coming your way soon. And Larry, we're going to hit a break here just in less than a minute. But just to get folks started, you know, why should we care about this issue?
Well, first of all, the issue of it, as we say, is this is the police, drop the camera. And it actually regards a not well-known law in Illinois that can turn a smartphone user who just inadvertently happens to record some police activity. That's actually, if a voice is connected or a voice recording is collected, that in and of itself is a felony and subject to years-long prison terms.
In fact, it's a Class 1 felony, and it's subject to up to 15 years of imprisonment.
If it's a policeman, yes.
Yes, and it's an amazingly unjust statute that was changed in year 2000, and we're going to talk about it this hour, and we're going to share with you what Larry learned in doing the cover story and more. So stay tuned. We're going to take a quick break. We'll be right back.
Heart Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Heart and Body Extract has a 23-year proven track record of using certified organic herbs that make up an excellent formula to balance and support the heart and circulatory system. In as little as 2 weeks, you can feel amazing results when your two-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
The Grainmaker Grain Mill. Handmade goodness since 1999. Handcrafted stainless steel and high-quality alloys. There has not been a finer grain mill made right here in the great state of Montana. Hand-operated, the grain mill does it all. Wheat, corn, peanut butter, rye, rice, coffee, beans, flaxseed, all grain types. Make your own gluten-free flour. Experience the satisfaction of providing wholesome, nutritious foods for your family without additives or preservatives. Each meal is handcrafted with manufacturer's lifetime warranty. To order your grain meal, call us at 1-800-724-2719 or go to our online store, republicbroadcasting.org. Take a look at why this grain meal will be passed down through generation.
Are you still paying your credit cards and so-called bank loans thinking that you owe the money? Do you feel like it's your moral obligation but can't see an end in sight? Well, what if I told you that in truth, you don't owe a single penny and that the banks know this and hope you don't find out? Here's where we come in. Free2Prosper.com specializes in a profound debt repudiation method which challenges the validity of your so-called debts, morally frees you from the burdens, and protects your property. Our system is often superior to settlement, bankruptcy, or consolidation, which often leave you in a worse situation. If you feel the moral obligation to take care of yourself and your family, then I urge you to consider taking action right now. The economy will not wait. If you want to know more so you can prosper through the economic collapse, all while staying honorable and true to yourself, then call 877-417-8393. That's 877-417-8393. Or visit free2prosper.com right now.
Welcome back, everybody. Thanks for staying with us here on RBN. I'm your host for this hour, Todd McGreevy, on Common Sense Revisited. I have with me on the show today Larry McDonald, who authored the cover story of the River City's Reader that came out 2 days ago called This is the Police, Drop the Camera. And this is regarding the Illinois statutory law, that eavesdropping law, that turns smartphone owners into felons. If you just joining us, what Larry was talking about before the break was that even inadvertently or even advertently or on purpose record a conversation with a police officer, if you make an audio recording, which is, you know, stock on most smartphones these days, they will arrest you and they can charge you for up to 15 years, charge you with a class one felony, which if you're convicted can put you away for up to 15 years. Larry, you write in this article that your irreverent sense of humor sometimes gets you in trouble.
Indeed. because one of the things that occurred to me was that 15 years is a longer sentence than you could get in most cases for manslaughter, or would get in most cases for manslaughter. So there's actually the opportunity that that exists, and I demonstrate that in the article, that you could get a lighter sentence for killing a cop than you could for videotaping one. And amazing. I said that with a, you know, with some trepidation, because as soon as you say something like that, there are X number of people out there that will interpret that as to mean that I'm suggesting that that cops ought to be killed.
Which is obviously not the intent.
That is not my intent whatsoever, no. But you have to state those things very deliberately
Well, it gets the opening certainly gets your attention when you make a statement like that. In Illinois, you could get a lighter sentence for killing a cop than recording one, because you know we have to sometimes hit people over the head to pay attention to the very freedoms that are being eroded before their very eyes, and that's what I think the intent of that was. But you do say later in your article that predominantly your experience with the police officers and law enforcement has been very professional.
Yeah, I don't have per se personally an axe to grind with. The men and women of law enforcement. I'm more concerned with the lawmakers that put this law into place. And interestingly enough, although they included police officers in this, they also very generously included themselves. And when I say that, it means that the law also includes the same sort of penalties for recording a judge or a district attorney or an assistant district attorney or any number of legislative or legal sort of entities, as well as policemen.
So even more of a defined caste system here.
Exactly. And just to be fair, there does exist a felony penalty for just plain recording another fellow citizen, and that ends up being a Class 4 felony, and that's good for about 3 years.
And by recording, you mean recording without their knowledge?
Exactly, without their knowledge, or because Illinois is a two-party consent state, it means that both the recorder and the recordee need to be consenting. So it isn't just plain awareness, it's also consent.
Mm-hmm.
So, in other words, the fact that, and this was revised in the Illinois statute I believe in the mid-90s, when these sort of devices started to emerge, that simply because you're on the street and you've got a camcorder pointed at someone, if the someone says, "I don't consent to that," then you'd better cease recording immediately.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And that's for people that have an expectation of privacy, I believe, as well.
No, actually, as the article points out, that just about any conversation on the street, even at normal speaking levels, is subject to the eavesdropping law.
Mm. And there's some examples in this story of some situations that have occurred in Illinois. For instance, and Larry, chime in, you know, where you need to here. But in Illinois, last year, Tiwanda Moore of Chicago went to police headquarters to file a sexual harassment complaint against a police officer. Finding officers uncooperative, she pulled out her BlackBerry to record their reactions. She was promptly arrested and charged with eavesdropping. A preliminary court date was scheduled for this week. I'm not sure what the I think the results of that have been made, but when we went to press, we didn't know what was going to happen with her. And Larry, what happened in Galesburg with these cops coming into to this home?
Evidently there was an underage drinking party. At least the result of it was several citations issued for underage drinking, but prior to gaining access to the residence, the police did not have a warrant. They announced their intention to come in. Two individuals that were at the party, young men, pulled out their cell phones and actually informed the police officers that they were recording them, and as a result, those two individuals were arrested and at this point in time have been booked on felony eavesdropping charges.
But no other offense?
No other offense.
So they came in without a warrant, and because people recorded them in their own home, with, you know, breaking and entering, essentially, they're now felons. They're now up on charges as a felon. So,
exactly.
Yeah. And, you know, for folks that listen to RBN, you know, often, and I mean, I get that this is, you know, this is statutory, you know, slave law, essentially. I get that, you know, that these, what do we expect? We're in this system of dishonor, you know, that's called the Federal Reserve System and all of the courts around it and the police and everything. But most people out there aren't aware of the corporatocracy.
Sure. And I think what we've got here is a case of an ill-founded law in the first place that's just gotten terribly out of whack, and with each revision, it's gotten worse and worse and worse. Mm-hmm. I think that I can honestly see the law first went into place, at least this version of it, in 1961 or so, and I think that I can see where legislators might look at it at that time and look at the emergence of the transistor tape recorder and say, well, that doesn't seem right to be able to record someone else without their knowledge. And that was the beginning of the law. And then every time that it's been readdressed, they've made the bad decision. In other words, I think that it was a bad decision to turn it from just being the other party needs to be aware of it to the other party needs to consent to it.
Mm-hmm.
And then it was a bad decision to make the penalties that much harsher for law enforcement personnel, or if it involves law enforcement personnel. I think that it was a bad decision when they extended it to essentially handheld camcorders were also subject to the law.
Yeah, if anybody wants to read this story, I encourage you to go to rcreader.com. That stands for RiverCitiesReader.com. Either one will get you there, rcreader.com or RiverCitiesReader.com, and it's the cover story there. This is the police. Drop the camera. Can't miss it. Encourage you to take a look at that. You know, we've been covering a little bit of the technicality of this and the hypocrisy of, you know, the fact that you could get a lighter sentence for killing a cop than recording one is very apparent. But what are the ramifications? I mean, let's touch on that briefly. By that, I mean, so what if we can't record cops? What's the downside?
One of the downsides is, the first one is, the cops are fully empowered. They have an exemption in this. Once again, an example of every time this law has been readdressed, they've made the bad decision. The police, as many people are well aware, have an exemption and are able to use dash-mounted cameras in recording you as they make an arrest. That's fully exempt. So while they can use a video recording to help convict you, you have no way of utilizing the same video recording to protect yourself.
And in Illinois, isn't it the fact that the police, even though they make a recording, they're not obligated to make it available on your behalf or your defense?
Apparently, as we found out, they are if you ask for it. If you if you are
demand it,
yeah. If you're knowledgeable about it and use the
Freedom of Information Act.
Thank you very much. Freedom of Information Act, and you're timely enough to realize that this recording exists and that it's in your best interest to go get a copy of it. Then you're in good shape. The police are not obligated to keep that recording around. In other words, just like any reasonable kind of homeowner or viewer might record television programs and record over them.
Right. Oh, we erased that one. Sorry. Plumber.
Yeah, exactly. We'll have to... Needed the space for Desperate Housewives.
Yeah. Let's have a do-over here. Hands up against the wall. We got another break here, Larry. Stay with us, folks, and please support the advertisers you hear on RBN. We'll be right back.
Help, I've fallen and I can't get up. If you have an elderly loved one, please listen. Whether it's fire danger, a serious fall, or other type of home emergency, Life Alert is there for you. The company with the slogan, Help, I've Fallen and I Can't Get Up, protects 60,000 members.
The first time I fell in that bedroom and I couldn't reach the phone.
When you have a heart attack like I did and there's no one there, Life Alert was there for me.
Having a secure feeling through Life Alert is ideal.
My independence is possible because of it.
Listen to former U.S. Surgeon General Dr. C. Everett Koop.
Thanks to Life Alert, you can live alone without ever being alone. That's why I wear one.
With Life Alert protection, elderly people can often postpone going to a nursing home for several years. For a free brochure about Life Alert service, call now 1-800-410-0739. 1-800-410-0739. Call Life Alert now for your free brochure, 1-800-410-0739.
Introducing IXL Anti-Friction Metal Conditioner. IXL works at the molecular level to reduce friction by penetrating into and bonding onto the microscopic openings of the walls of ferrous base metals. The surfaces become smoother and denser, and this reduces the heat, friction, metal expansion, and wear caused by moving metal surfaces. The benefits are reduced maintenance activities and cost, increased fuel efficiency, and prolonged equipment life. It will not clog filters, pipes, injectors, or supply lines, does not build up or accumulate upon itself as do many other additives. IXL does not contain moly, PTFE, or graphites. Also offers the tremendous benefits of being non-toxic. It's used for a friction reducer and performance enhancer in gas or diesel engines, transmissions, automatic or standard gearboxes, turbos, electric motors, outdrives, lathe, and cutting applications. Go to republicbroadcasting.org, then to our online store, or call us at 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719.
This is an important message from HempUSA.org for our listeners who are advancing in age, baby boomers, and to all who want to be healthy. We urge you to try our microplant powder and see the difference it makes in your life. Please visit HempUSA.org and read about microplant powder. It's easy to take, one heaping tablespoon in any liquid three times a day. Call 908-691-2608 or visit HempUSA.org. Please inform your family, friends, and relatives about this incredible product. It can change your life if you give it a chance. So try microplant powder today. Call 908-691-2608. In this toxic world, microplant powder can help now in cleaning out heavy metals, parasites, viruses, fungus, and bacteria. Please download our catalog at hempusa.org today.
And we are back on Common Sense Revisited here. Thank you for staying with us, everybody. We're talking with Larry McDonald, the author of the cover story of this week's River City's Reader. This is The Police Drop the Camera, and we're talking about the Illinois eavesdropping law and the double standard that it presents to its inhabitants of the state, citizens, taxpayers, slaves, whatever you want to call us. It is a double standard. It is cops can record you, but you can't record them in their line of duty. And when I first started looking at this story, Larry, months ago, and we started kicking this around and doing some research, what the hypocrisy that just to me seemed just like palpable and just right in your face is just from an employer standpoint. You know, it would seem to me that the government worker, you know, they should be happy that they're being recorded if they're doing their job. Aren't their actions and behavior laudable?
Well, and in a surprise move, because I do have some friends who are police officers, and it was my intention to write this story in such a manner that it was balanced enough that I didn't have to apologize to them the next time that I saw them, that I'd still be able to greet them on the street and not have to hide, and I'm pleased to that fact that it appears to have achieved that goal. One of my friends, who has to remain anonymous at this point, but she's the wife of an Illinois state trooper, and she indicated that he apparently has had a couple unlawful arrest charges in the past, and which he was able to fight and successfully defend himself against it. But she made mention that he wished that he had some bystanders videotape of the incident to prove his innocence.
Yeah. That sounds to me like an honorable cop, you know?
It does, doesn't it?
Yes, that's and that this statute was not written for the honorable cops is really what the challenge is here.
Well, I think that it was written to probably protect the ilk of Illinois state legislators in the 1960s, and in the time since, it's just been expanded to protect, you know, the wrong people way, you know, to the extreme. It's just been exaggerated in the wrong direction.
The slow creep and abuse of surrogate power.
I would think that.
That's what we have here. A couple other examples of what's happened with this law. In DeKalb in 2009, two brothers were on a late night run with a friend to a local McDonald's when the car they were in was stopped by police on suspicion of DUI. While a DeKalb police officer was talking to the driver of the car, a second officer advised him that one of the guys appeared to be recording him using a camera-equipped cell phone. While that person was being arrested and placed in a squad car, his friend used another camera-equipped cell phone to record his brother's arrest. Both were charged with eavesdropping, but they pleaded guilty in April of 2010 to attempted eavesdropping, a misdemeanor. So it looks like this is just being used as a bludgeon. You know, you could face 15 years, but now if you plead down to this, even though you did nothing wrong, technically, you know, lawfully, there's no injured party here. You're going to go ahead and plead to this, and you got to pay your fines.
Oh, well, absolutely, and really, as a matter of fact, I don't believe that there are a lot of successful prosecutions that actually took it all the way to a felony level. There are some. Regardless, if you've got a charge of felony eavesdropping and a potential sentence for 15 years hanging over your head, there's any number of charges that you'll plead guilty to in a plea bargain just to escape that. And you know, yeah. Go ahead. You know, Todd, if you've got a charge of felony eavesdropping and are looking at a 15-year sentence, and I offer you a suspended sentence on a misdemeanor for, let's say, prostitution and cocaine possession, you'll admit to being a crack whore pretty quickly, won't you?
It's such a compromised situation. It's just incredible, and it's just another example of the tyranny that is. I mean, when you add up what happened in Indiana with the state Supreme Court ruling there about the Fourth Amendment, essentially saying, hey, if we kick your door in and we don't have a proper warrant or even a warrant at all, and we, you know, came into the wrong house or abused our authority and power, you do not, as a citizen slave, you do not have the right to defend yourself. You just have to bend over and take it. And if you got a problem with it, take it up in the civil court later. You add that to the mix of, what's happening with these no-knock warrants. And we were talking just yesterday about it, more and more warrants are being written by administrators from agencies. They're not even being written by judges. With like the Department of Education somehow convincing, what was it, the SWAT team in Stockton, California, to go in on a student loan raid? That seems to me like that's the time you want to be able to record what's going on for posterity. We're at the bottom half of the hour, folks. We'll take another break to thank our sponsors. And stay with us. We'll be right back. Larry McDonald talking about this is the police. Drop the camera. Illinois' eavesdropping law. Stay tuned.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Estrogen dominance, a brand new 20th century disease, a phrase coined by Dr. John R. Lee 35 years ago. Dr. Lee proved that all the estrogen that is coming from food and water is having a devastating effect on our health. The rapid rise in breast cancer, uterine cancer, prostate cancer, weight gain, osteoporosis, feminizing of our boys and early puberty of our girls, and also the destruction of natural killer cell function. Natural killer cells are our only protection from cancer and viral infection. Dr. Lee found that using natural progesterone, about 20 milligrams per day, would not only reverse osteoporosis, but would greatly reduce the cancer issues, as well as dozens of other health challenges we face today. Visit our website, healthlinkamerica.com, to order the DVD on hormone imbalance. Learn how hormone imbalance destroys the immune system and get started on natural progesterone and Cyto-S. It will not only change your life, it may in fact save your life. Once again, that website is healthlinkamerica.com.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning and poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now it's cancer's turn to die with LaserMed Incorporated's patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, visit www.lasemedinc.com on the web. That's www.lasemedinc.com.
Call now, 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528. 501-255-0528.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
Back here on Saturday afternoon, June 11th, 2011. This is Common Sense Revisited. I'm your host, Todd McGreevy. I have with me author Larry McDonald, and he wrote the cover story in this week's River City's Reader. This is The Police Drop the Camera. Larry, one of the things that I found really fascinating during this, watching this editing process for this 3,800-word piece, which is available, by the way, at rcreader.com, everybody, was the notion of the difference between inhibiting a police officer's job and or making a police officer's job more dangerous because of recording them while they're working. You want to touch on that a little bit?
Sure. And I think the police side perhaps have somewhat of a concern here, and that would be, I think that it's entirely possible for a citizen videographer to become too involved, to get too close to a dangerous activity. I think that it's absolutely fair for the police to ask a citizen videographer to step back to a safe distance. I think that it's also, very probably fair for the police to ask the citizen videographer to perhaps have some consideration for what it is or who he's recording. In other words, if it's, for instance, an having an epileptic seizure, whether or not that's, you know, really the business to put on YouTube, I kind of doubt. But regardless, I think that it's that the police ought to be in a position of asking for that rather than demanding it. And I think one of the things that the police need to very much consider is that, and as was somewhat indicative of the cases that are on the books for the year or so, largely the perpetrators on these crimes are younger people. They're mostly people in their 20s. There was an exception, an artist in Chicago that was age 60, but what that's indicative of is that young people, just as an impulse, immediately pull the camera out, immediately start recording it, because they were brought up with cell phones and they were brought up with PDAs and that sort of thing. They're used to having them. Well, the technology for those is going to increase. They're going to get smaller, thinner, more technologically powerful. Eventually they'll get to the point where they'll have telephoto lenses. Eventually there'll be things that they'll be virtually woven into the fabric of your clothing. And that the police won't always be able to identify the recordings even taking place at all. And then given the prevalence of social networking, you can take that recording, immediately tweet it to your friend, your friend's going to tweet it to five other people, and then ultimately it'll be posted to YouTube via an account in Kuala Lumpur. There'll be no prosecuting it. And so the police, very much, if they want to avoid a public relations nightmare in the future, need to start determining what their policies are going to be in terms of embracing this emerging technology and this kind of shift in the way things are, you know, that have always been done.
Yeah, technology is always going to trump the lack of common sense here.
Sure, technology and the sheer numbers of it that every year there's, you know, how many million more citizen videographers or empowered citizen videographers that are put on the streets.
Mm-hmm. You know, we were talking about the fact that, to our knowledge, based on the story that we've published, there hasn't been anybody in Illinois that's actually been convicted using this Class 1 felony and you know, given 15 years. They've all pled out, if you will.
No, I disagree.
Okay.
I don't have the examples at hand, but I do recall that there were two actual felony convictions for videotaping police. I don't know that they were for the full 15 years. But once again, whether or not that full 15-year sentence is given or not, it's the fact that it exists at all allows the police to say, well, okay, fess up to, and you name it, you'll fess up to anything that will get you off less than 15 years.
I wonder if those convictions had enough wherewithal to demand a jury trial, because where I'm going with this, Larry, is I'm guessing that the powers that be would rather see a lesser plea, because they don't want to actually face a jury of peers that would get how nonsensical this is and unfair.
Yeah, and I think you're introducing the concept that this would be a primo case for jury nullification.
Yes, sir. You got it. I think it would be, and I think that's why we might not, you know, For what it's worth, folks, if you find yourself in this circumstance, you know, at every move, you know, ask and demand what it takes to get a jury trial, because that's really, frankly, the only, I think, that we the people are the only saving grace here, that we've got to stand up for each other. And that's Larry, that's a nice segue into your namesake, the former U.S. Congressman, Larry McDonald. What was his purported the freedoms are protected by the four boxes?
Yes, okay, yes. Or we keep our freedoms in four boxes: the ballot box, the jury box, the soap box, and the cartridge box.
Yeah, yeah. So the jury box is one of the four boxes, folks. I want to touch on this, back to this inhibiting the job or making the job more dangerous, because I think a lot of people would be surprised to realize that the research that this story showed is that while, you know, we all have a lot of respect for law enforcement officers and they do put themselves in harm's way more often than not, well, we can argue that a lot of times. That's a whole other discussion. We talk about the war on drugs. But meanwhile, you know, a Forbes article in 2007 called America's Most Dangerous Jobs, according to this story, minors and police officers face many dangers. But in 2009, the most recent year for which we have statistics, 101 minors and 97 police officers and security guards died on the job, making for a roughly similar fatality rate of around 13 deaths per 100,000 workers. But that neither cracks the top 10 on our list of America's most dangerous jobs. What are the most dangerous jobs, Larry?
You know, I don't have that exact list in front of me. It comes up here, but there's a plethora of more dangerous jobs than policemen, including garbage men or refuse collectors. Truck drivers and salespeople have very dangerous jobs.
And farmers?
Farmers are right up there, and jokingly, or somewhat jokingly, but it gets categorized in there as sheep herders. And of course, I would have loved to have had a little fun with that about the dangers of sheep herding.
There's that irreverent sense of humor again.
Yeah, there we go. And how much the sheep would love for the activities of sheep herders to be videotaped. but really, when you the more serious point of it is that when you get into truck drivers, modern semis are equipped with monitoring equipment that very much tells the management of the truck driver what his driving performance is like, whether he's speeding.
He's being recorded every second.
And really, when it comes down to it, like, just about the top dangerous job was airline pilot. Airline pilots, of course, have black boxes, flight recorders, cockpit voice recorders that are designed to withstand the eventual crash. So the recorders are recording every mistake that they made, whether they or their passengers live or not.
Yeah, there's other professions and that are frankly, you know, not funded by coercive taxation. They're in the so-called private sector, and you know they're being recorded constantly. And so here we have, you know, they're willing to have their behavior and their actions documented. Why should not our public servants? That, I just keep going back to that. It blows my mind. And you brought a finer point to the hypocrisy. If our judges and district attorneys and legislators and the leaders of the corporatocracy are all exempt, the double standard is just over the top.
Sure, and I think one of the other points that's worth bringing forward is that even industrial factory jobs, in terms of monitoring safety, there are factories anymore that constantly have video surveillance going on, just to make the workers' jobs safer, to understand where and how accidents happen. And I just don't think that it's going to be out of the question or that much longer before an abundance of jobs are monitored on a regular and daily basis.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. You know, the metaphor is used in this story, the welcome to the fishbowl, and you know that the fishbowl seems to be made of one-way glass.
Well, and my point on that is that really over the last 10 years, we've all lost a great deal of privacy, that this isn't something that we necessarily decided to do. It's just the way that it's happened, that there are now video cameras all over the place. These video cameras are increasingly more powerful, increasingly more sophisticated. You know, I have to laugh when you looked at the old video cameras in convenience stores from years ago, and they were these tiny little blurry black and white monitors that you couldn't really see much of anything at all. Well, anymore, they're now all high definition, and they can capture incredible amounts of detail. In many cases, infrared illuminators are used to be able to see facial recognition and detail. Those are all things that we've given up in the last 10 years.
Yeah, Go ahead. Well, yeah, the technology is amazing. And, you know, one of the things that was touched on in this story, too, I want to bring up is, you know, there was some questions were asked of our local law enforcement. We have, you know, five police chiefs in our, you know, tri-county area, bi-state region here and two sheriffs. But on the Illinois side of the river, we have Rock Island County Sheriff Boyd. And I was pleased to see his response. Essentially, he said that, you know, he would be all for a single consent law that made it totally legal to record cops. He would welcome it. That was encouraging.
Yes, it was. What I go on to ask the police or suggest that the police departments do is, you know, embrace the fact that this law is in place right now, but I can't believe that it will stand for too much terribly longer. Currently, the ECLU has a case in Chicago that's in appeal. Whether that will be successful, I don't know. But I think that eventually there's going to be enough pressure on this law to overturn it. And even if there isn't, it'll become null and void by the advancing technology and numbers.
And so the volume.
What the police departments need to start embracing is that they are going to have to address this law. They do need to come up with policies that are well-founded, and that these policies need to be telling the officers on the street or directing the officers on the street how to behave and how to regard citizen videographers.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, you're a public figure. Trooper, you know, officer, you know, deal with it. One of the things I noticed in the responses from the local law enforcement was the gut reaction, that the knee-jerk reaction was, hey, we can't have people recording us because they're going to see our tactics and our strategies. And it didn't get touched on in the article, but my observation of that was evidence of an increasing militarization of our police force. I could be stretching things here a bit, but it dawned on me that, you know, well, wait a second here. What are you talking about, tactics and strategies? What are you, some kind of, you know, standing army here?
Well, I think in that particular case that we had some confusion and the pace that we had to turn this article around as the deadline loomed, we weren't able to clarify some things. I believe that that particular police chief was addressing the fact of not a citizen videographer, but of a television news crew, and mm-hmm. that the television news crew, which usually travels in a, you know, in a group of a minimum of two or three, and then does an instant live broadcast where the people in the hostage situation were able to turn or had the potential of being able to turn the television on and see what the police were doing. I think that's an entirely separate case from having a citizen videographer document it and days later it turns up on YouTube.
Well, this is where you cue the common sense switch. You don't need statutory law to make sure that, you know, the TV crew is not filming the hostage situation live revealing the, I mean, that's just basic.
And I can very much see the case of the television crew. We're standing behind the sniper team. over to the west of the west of the situation.
Yeah, there's three of them on the roof. You know, you wrote in here, Larry. I think it was well said. Oh, we got a break here coming up. We're going to talk about your recommendation to law enforcement. You say, trooper, officer, deputy, can we talk? We're going to find out what Larry wants to talk to the officers about and his recommendation to them right after this break. Stay with us.
Are skyrocketing prescription costs draining your budget? If you don't have insurance or are taking medication not covered by insurance, the Powerhouse Savings Card can lower your prescription costs by up to 50%. Now you and your family can save 20 to 50% on all prescriptions. It's accepted by most pharmacies and mail-order pharmacies nationwide. No prescription card is easier to use. Just show your card and save 20 to 50% right on the spot. There are no monthly fees, just a one-time processing fee of only $4.95 for you and your immediate family. Stop paying full price for prescriptions. Stop going without the medication you need because it costs too much. Now your family can get the prescriptions they need at a cost you can afford. Call 1-800-963-0232 now and start saving money with the Powerhouse Savings Card. Call 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232. 1-800-963-0232.
Introducing the new Go Berkey Kit, the first of its kind portable water purification system for those on the go. The new Go Berkey system has an amazing output of about a gallon an hour. Each Go Berkey kit includes a 1-quart high-quality stainless steel system, complete with a black Berkey purification element, a generic sports bottle, and a nylon carrying case. The whole kit weighs a mere 2.25 pounds. With an expected element life of around 3,000 gallons, you can refill the Go Berkey system up to an incredible 12,000 times before needing to replace the element. The new Go Berkey kit is perfect for backpacking, hiking, emergency packs, bug-out bags, international travel, car emergency kits, or for your desk at home or at work. Get your Go Berkey kit today for only $139 by calling 800-724-2719. That's 800-724-2719. Go to republicbroadcasting.org. The online store, it's a featured product.
Do you need help getting your child to behave? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'm willing to give away thousands of my best-selling total transformation programs for free. All you do is tell us how the program works for you and your family. Did it turn around your child's behavior? Did the screaming and arguing stop in your home? Is he doing better in school? The total transformation has helped hundreds of thousands of families. I want to see what it can do for you, and I'm willing to let you have it for free. Just order my program, use it with your child, then send me your feedback. I'll refund the purchase price of the program. You keep the Total Transformation Program forever, for free. You don't have to struggle with your child's bad behavior one more day, because now you can try my Total Transformation, and the program will be free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now. 1-800-583-1093. 1-800-583-1093. That's
1-800-583-1093. And thank you for joining us. Staying with us, everybody. We're back here on Common Sense Revisited on Republic Broadcasting. And I want to put a plug in for the 1 o'clock show coming up with Michael McKay, Radio Free Market, coming on at 1 o'clock today. You're going to hear Michael McKay's lecture from February 2011 at the University of Iowa called Reality Economics, Peaceful Cooperation, and the Peace, Prosperity, and Freedom Formula. He is the Radio Free Market founder and host to the Introduction to Austrian Economics class at University of Iowa. And he's talking about, is it practical to talk about privatizing everything? How could we structure society based on peaceful cooperation? And so it's check out that at 1 o'clock with Michael McKay. So, Larry, thank you for joining us today. We only got like about 4 minutes left in the show here. And appreciate the work you did on this cover story. You can find it, listeners, at rcreader.com. That's rcreader.com or rivercitiesreader.com. It's entitled, This is the Police, Drop the Camera. And we touched on this already a little bit, Larry, but you say in the story towards the end that you have the utmost respect for law enforcement officers and they behave for the most part with civility and professionalism. And when you reflect on the times when you've clearly been outside the law, you know, like going 110 miles an hour in a 55 zone, you had cops who cut you some slack, but they probably wouldn't have cut you some slack had you stuck a cell phone in their face.
Oh, exactly. And as I said, I did not intend for this piece in any way, shape, or form to become a law enforcement bashing sort of piece. I wanted to make it much more constructive than that, and I had to reflect on this one particular instance when, yes, I was, you know, ludicrously speeding, and the police officer that caught me really could have sent me directly to jail for the speed that I was going, and instead elected to give me a very expensive 29-mile-an-hour over the speed limit ticket that instead of sending me to jail, which I, you know, was very grateful for. And then beyond that, he happened to show me that his speed gun was made essentially by the same company that made my radar detector, and that what the company did was go through a continued effort of a new speed gun that couldn't be picked or that could pick up radar detectors and vice versa, and continued product.
A perpetual cycle.
Perpetual cycle. And I think that's very much what I saw the similarity towards the end of the story, that what the police, the trap that they can potentially find themselves going into is thinking that because they have the law on their side now, or because they've had this law in the past, that will always continue to be there. Mm-hmm. And I'm very much saying that no, it won't. And even if it is, it won't matter because the technology will outpace the your ability to use that as any kind of a defense.
Yeah, you write, trooper, officer, deputy, because you believe you presently have a legal advantage, please don't go speeding into a public relations trap, which I thought was excellent. The other piece you wrote here, which I want to share, is, you know, you're talking about, you're reflecting on how cops have cut you some slack in the past, and you say, so let me attempt to return the favor. Remember when reality TV shows such as Cops and America's Most Wanted were introduced? Law enforcement won a tremendous public relations chit then. You are in danger of losing that chit in the next few years, not because of anything I think or say, but because the numbers and the technology are against you. Larry, it's our time has ended here, the show. Thank you so much for joining me.
Hey, it's been a pleasure, Todd.
Appreciate it very much. We'll have you back. And, folks, tune in to Michael McKay coming up right at the top of the hour. Thanks for listening.